17th parak of Kalim, 9th Mishnah. Amma Shamo, Amma Beninis. Amma is also the arm breadth, is a regular arm. Beis Amma is Hagi Beshushan Abira. There were two Ammas in something called Shushan Abira, which was one of the, and the eastern entrance of the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. They had a picture of Shushan Abira there. So that's, because it was in the time of the Persian rule. So they wanted, the Persians wanted their mark to be over there. People should realize that they're still under the control of the Persians. Upon them, they had two Amas there in the entrance. Achas al Kerem Mizrachas Tfoinis, Vachas al Kerem Mizrachas Droimis. One on the northeast and one on the southeast corners of the entrance of the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. Al Kerem Mizrachas Tfoinis, Hoysi Yaser, Al Shal Moshe Chatzi Ezba. The northern one was a half a finger breadth larger than the Moshe Rabbeinu's Amma, the Amma Shal Torah, the Shal Kerem Mizrachas Droimis, Hoysi Yaser, Oleo Chatzi Amma. The one on the northern side was a chatzi etzba, was another half etzba, so it was a full etzba more than Moshe Rabbeinu's one. Nimsi Yisrael Shem Moshe etzba, that one was a full etzba more. Lama Omru, why did the Echaz Gol Echaz Ketano? Why do they have different sizes? Sheum Nim Noitlim Bekone Vektano Marzir Mekdoilo. When the people have to work over there, when they're charging for such and such amas for such and such price, so they measure their amas by the smaller one, and when they actually pay for it, they use a larger one. So basically, they're going to be getting a little bit paid less than the amount they originally made. They want to make sure that they're not going to use ektish money illegally. So if they get paying less, they're all right. If they paid a little bit over, then the extra money they're getting is hectic money for their own deserve, and they'll be needed. So they always would take a little bit less than they deserve.